quarterback, right? Where is he from? Oh, yeah. Anyway, I thought I started with that. But, you know, when you look at the overall picture, the quarterback, as Luck has actually started a little better than Peyton did. You know, he's got seven more. In 60 games, he's got seven more touchdown passes than Peyton did at this point in his career. And everybody knows I think he's going to be a great, great quarterback for a long time. So I kind of look at the big picture. You know, the last three games they played, they've lost by 16 points, and two of them are undefeated. Two of the teams are undefeated, and the other one, the Saints, probably playing their best football and one of the better teams in the league. So they're playing really well, really competitive, and it's going to be a tough game.
They've shown an ability to come back on teams. Have, when you watch the film, are defenses laying off? Is that just their offense finally starting to click?
No, I think they you know, the guy's a competitor, and I think, you know, he keeps competing, and he can bring them back. He's, you know what, he's got 13 times he's won games in the fourth quarter. So in a 60-game career, that's pretty amazing, because he won a lot of the games that he didn't have to come from behind.
Coach, will you go back and watch Carolina tape from a couple years ago to see Chudzinski, what he uses and what he works with and his tendencies?
Well, actually, we played him when I was at Houston. And then Chud was with me at San Diego, so and I see some of those plays too. So, you know, some things are going to change. You don't know if they can change everything, but there's going to be some things changed. And I think Chud was helping with the offense some. I mean, I see some of the things that they ran at Carolina and some of the things we ran at San Diego that they were running. So I think he'll just go with the things that he's comfortable with, and I think some of those things they've been doing already. But he's a heck of a coach. You know, I knew he was going to be a head coach pretty quickly, and then it didn't turn out real well in 1 year. But he's a really good offensive mind, and I really respect what he does, and he's a good friend.
You don't expect a big difference from what they've been doing already offensively because Pep's not there?
Well, I mean, you know, I think it could change as far as their production, you know. I mean, he's a very good coach. He's going to take advantage of what their players do well, and so I expect them to play really well.
Interceptions has been Luck's biggest problem probably this year. Do you anticipate he'll be, when people are in that pick rut, do they come out and try to be more careful?
Well, I think with the change probably that, you know, they're going to, you know, I'm just guessing, but I'm sure they're going to get more protection, you know, make sure he has time to throw the ball. And, you know, now you look at him on film now, when he gets back, sets up and takes one hitch and throws the ball, he's just like he's always been, which, you know, he's had some problems with having to hold the ball sometimes or protection, but, you know, he can really throw the ball.
Can you take much from the Broncos' playoff loss to the Colts in terms of looking at that game film?
I try not to look at it. So, no, they've changed. They're changing some from what, you know, we've changed defensively, so I don't expect them to have the same game plan, plus they have different coordinator now. So, but I think motivation-wise, with our players that were there, you know, it's a big factor. You know, I think they want to come back and, you know, show that having similar people, they can beat that team, even on the road. So we're going to try to motivate as much as we can that way.
As one of the senior members in this league, and congratulations on that.
Really?
You've proven to be not only you know, a modern thinker as a defensive coordinator, but social media also. You've been one of the must-follows.
Well, I've done it for a long – actually, I've done it for a long time. When it first came out, I thought it would be interesting, and I thought it would be something that maybe you could have fun with your fans. You know, I was with the Cowboys then. I still have followers from the Cowboys, and then some of them hate me now. But and the same with the Texans. So I try to do it for our fans. I try to be lighthearted about it. I never want to offend anyone. Evidently, the Packer fans really, or some of them did, took it really the wrong way. Like I said, and after that, I mean, Ted Thompson played for me. He's a good friend. I think Packers are one of the great organizations and teams in the league. And I never mentioned the Packers anyway. All I said was cheese, so. But anyway, I don't do it for anything but our fans, to try to give them a little insight sometimes, you know, or say, hey, we caged the Lions, or we, you know, something clever like that. You know, so, sometimes it's not always clever.
How come did you pick Sonny Baum, or did someone suggest that too?
No, I picked it because I'm proud of being, a lot of people call me SOB, but that's, you know, it's a little different thing. But I think it fit, so.
Do I get an assist for that?
Yeah, there you go.
Do you block people on Twitter, or do you get annoyed by people on Twitter?
There's some haters out there now. I mean, if you've been on it, I mean, and there's some people that are vulgar, and I definitely, you know, block those kind of people. But, you know, we have a lot of fans, and, you know, I don't know, 70,000 people, you know, that I don't know why they would look at what I said, but so, or think it's important. But I, again, it's for the for our fans and for the people I know, really. So that's why I do it.
Did you get Gary on there?
He said he doesn't know anything about it, so I don't know that, you know. It's different for different people, but for the news and stuff, it's pretty, you know, it comes pretty quickly as far as kind of what's going on in the world, that's for sure.
T.Y. Hilton's something of a question mark at the moment today, but in the last playoff game with the Colts, obviously the matchups, I mean, who was covering Hilton was a big part of the sort of post-mortem investigation. What's your plan to cover Hilton, assuming he plays?
Well, we'll have a plan, obviously. We're not going to tell everybody what it is. I might tell you later on, but... okay. We have our plan each week as to what we're going to do. We've matched up. We've not matched up. We put Tlaib against a big, tall guy. So we'll... but whatever we do, they won't be able to tell whether we're playing man or zone or which coverage we're playing. I can tell you that.
Anything else, guys?
Good.
Good.
All right. Thanks.